Good morning to you, Jared Boomer. An amazing arrangement with LBC's Friday Morning News. I'm Steve Lindell. Muncie traffic will be tricky soon on a busy street.
There are road closing signs up on Wheeling. That's going to be shut down for several weeks as we do road repairs and do a sewer project. So there was no reason to do them at different times. So we're going to do it at the same time, but it's going to be a little inconvenient. There'll be a couple different detour routes that people can take.
Mayor Dan Ridenour from a social media post earlier in the week. In a release yesterday, they say Muncie Sanitary District has also worked with Amazing Joe's Restaurant to provide additional parking lots during construction, which the restaurant will get to keep after the project is complete. Patrons can access the restaurant using King Street. Lots of D.C. talk this week. If you're curious about Indiana's lawmakers' votes in the House of Representatives, 5th District Congresswoman Victoria Spartz was a no on the debt ceiling deal, saying, quote, "I ran for Congress to solve problems." There's updates to this story coming later in our newscast this morning.
Fox on 10.
David Molak was just 16 years old when he took his own life. His mom, Maureen, blaming months of relentless cyberbullying. His story is one of the many reasons why Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn and Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal are putting politics aside and reintroducing their Kids Online Safety Act. It would require social media platforms to default to stricter settings for all minors, letting parents disable features that are addictive, and opting out of recommendations made by powerful algorithms. With Fox on Tech, I'm Aisha Husney, Fox News.
You might remember Purdue center Zach Edey. Of course you do, considering going to the NBA, but that has changed.
On Wednesday night, Edey tweeted three words, "Run it back." And once that tweet went up on televisions at Harry's Chocolate Shop in West Lafayette, this was the reaction from fans. Edey decided to come back to Purdue for a fourth season. He was both the Big Ten and National Player of the Year, averaging more than 22 points and 13 rebounds a game in 2023. Purdue lost in the round of 64, though, to a 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson in the NCAA tournament. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
The NTT IndyCar Series is returning to the streets of downtown Detroit this weekend after spending the last few decades at Belle Isle. AJ Foyt driver Santino Ferrucci is excited for the change.
Really looking forward to being back in Detroit. I am going to miss Belle Isle. That place has always been very special and very good to me. So kind of bummed I didn't get a shot to win that race.
Coming off a third place finish in the Indy 500 practice today, race day is Sunday. Another baby box in Indiana. That and National next on LBC.